Attorney General Eric Schneiderman went to a struggling neighborhood on Syracuse's west side yesterday to announce new funding for the state's land banks, which buy and hold abandoned properties for redevelopment. That story from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Heidi Rowland was a first-time homebuyer when she and her three children moved into a Marcellus Street property last fall. On one side of her neat home is a boarded-up property. On the other side, a vacant lot bounded by a corner grocery.
I worry about the safety of my children every day. I worry about that there aren't neighbors all around who I know will look out for each other. I love my new home, but I want to see this community filled with families and more homeowners who, like me, will take care of their home and their property.
She and state and local officials who gathered for today's announcement believe the land bank in Syracuse and Onondaga County can help neighborhoods like this by rehabilitating vacant and abandoned properties. The $20 million will be competitively distributed among the state's eight land banks, one of which is in Syracuse and Onondaga County. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.